The Next Big Think, a shout out to the future, presented by TCS Co-Innovation Network, powered by TCS Space.
Hello and welcome to The Next Big Think, a podcast where TCS futurist Kevin Benedict is in conversation with startup CEOs and founders to bring you insights and stories from the world of technology with an eye on the future.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Kevin Benedict, futurist and partner here at TCS, and I want to thank each of you for joining us. My guest today is Pedro Battos. He's the CEO and co-founder of NextThink and author of two patents on behavior modeling. We'll learn more about that here in a moment. But Pedro, I just want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's really a pleasure to be here with you all.
Let's just jump right into it here. I love talking to entrepreneurs. You're a CEO and the co-founder of NextThink. Tell us about how that was formed, NextThink. You know, what was the idea or the catalyst for starting the company?
Originally from Spain, moved to Switzerland. Actually, I was at the university. And at that time, I was really passionate about artificial intelligence, when artificial intelligence was not so hype. One particular area for me of interest was really trying to understand what people do with computers, what is normal, not normal, and trying to see if there is a way to model that behavior. The initial use case was really about identity theft. So trying to understand if all of a sudden, I don't know, your machine is sending data in the middle of the night and that's not something you do. Oh, maybe it's, you know, an identity theft an alert is raised and all that. But very soon we realized that the whole visibility on what we call end user computing, so basically, you know, the services that they are provided to employees in companies was an area that had been neglected in terms of innovation. And that's why we kind of started the project of NextThink.
Ah, very interesting. So in your description, your bio, it talks about two patents that you offered. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so as I said, it's very interesting because when you talk to any IT department about who is their number one customer, they always say it's the internal employee. My number one customer is really, and when you see the amount of innovation around visibility, understanding the experience, understanding the digital services, how the employees are consuming digital services, actually was close to zero 20 years ago. So both patents, one was really trying to model that behavior, trying to understand how can we create a model of the way employees are using digital services. So it's a little bit technical, so I will not go into the details, but basically, you know, it's a whole system of reporting and analytics and trying to simplify that problem. And the other patent is more about the visualization. That one I did it with my co-founder, Patrick Herzog, because one thing is really trying to get the analytics. Another thing is trying to make sense out of that with visuals, with visualizations, which are able to give the right answers. So that's the main topics of both patents.
So let's go back to the whole digital employee experience. And what is the problem that you're solving, Pedro?
It's a very basic example. It's a very basic problem, and actually it's kind of a contradiction, as I say, in the world of IT. So if you look at all these IT professionals around the world, their job is to provide a cost-effective and personalized workplace with the right applications, the right performance to employees, so employees they can work. Mm-hmm. So before NextThink, basically the way they used to do it is, you know, kind of crossing fingers and trying to make sure they were providing something that worked, and hopefully, you know, going to the help desk or support and getting some feedback about if it's working or not. So obviously that's not the modern way of looking at how we should deliver services to employees. So basically NextThink is providing all the analytics, all the engagement capabilities, all the automation that IT teams, and more specifically, we call them end-user computing teams, need in order to make sure employees don't have issues, in order to make sure employees can adopt new applications, in order to make sure they can become proactive on potential incidents and things like that. So you can think of next thing like all the information you need about how your employees are experiencing and adopting your digital services.
We use a word here in our future business team at TCS. We call it a catalyst, which means there's lots of innovations happening all the time, but sometimes it takes an external catalyst to actually increase or accelerate adoption of something, whether it be a trend or a new technology or an ecosystem of technologies. How has COVID been a catalyst for you guys and for companies supporting their digital employees experience?
Yes, no, great question. I think in the case of Nexthink, it's more a storm than really a catalyst, what happened for IT teams. So basically, COVID forced people to work from home. So basically, working from home was even less visibility about what works and doesn't work. You know, you have to use the network from your ISP. You have to make sure people were using maybe their own computers and things like that. So even, you know, added a little bit more problems, you know, on the table of IT teams. That's one thing. Another thing that happened at the same time is this whole fight for talent. So companies are trying to figure out how they can retain their best employees. So the whole employee experience, it's really one of the top priorities for any manager today in a company. And making sure we provide great experiences today when all these experiences are digital, it's obviously at the heart of digital employee experience. And then if you put on top of that, the fact that more and more applications are SaaS, so basically they are not even installed on the company premises, that's kind of what I call the perfect storm, because you need to make sure employees that have a great experience from home without using your own applications. So that's why, you know, our company has important tailwinds now with the current environments.
Ah, fascinating. Thank you for listening to The Next Big Think. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
You are listening to The Next Big Think, a shout out to the future.
The TCS Co-Innovation Network, or TCS Coin, brings alive the technology innovation ecosystem by partnering with startups, academia, and the business community. TCS's Coin Accelerator Program works with startups for at least 1 year. If you're a startup that's looking to scale, or you're an established business looking for cutting-edge emerging technology to meet your customer needs, the Coin Accelerator Program is where you begin. If you'd like to know more about how Coin is connecting large businesses and startups the world over, email us at global.coin@tcs.com.
So you have a technical role as the CTO, or you did, and now you are the CEO. So which one of those roles did you like better? Which one was the hardest role for you?
I think when I was CTO of the company, we were probably 20, 30 people company. Now we are a 900 people company. So I think it's not only about the roles, it's also about the size of the business. It's very different. So basically, I kind of took over in 2008 the role of CEO. So I've grown in as a CEO. Once I said that, I think it's especially when you are in a phase of growth of a tech company, I think it's really important to understand the product and to understand also the toolkit and of your customers and why they are using the different technologies. And I think my background as a CTO has proven to be really useful when I define the go-to-market strategy or when I define the roadmap strategy with my team. So I think there's there are many examples of very successful CEOs that they have a strong technology background. And I think it's actually a very strong asset.
Wow, very good. So how has I want to return to the topic of the pandemic. How has the pandemic impacted the relationship between employers and employees, in your opinion?
I think there are multiple perspectives on that. One is really the perspective of the employee. And I think what we realize at NextThink is that there are different types of people. There are people that actually they feel very productive when they are on their own, and they don't really need to meet anyone in general because it's not what they get their energy from. And actually it's a kind of liberating in some sense. I mean, gives more time for them to organize their agendas and things like that. There are some other people that they are more, I would say, people focused. So they need to meet people at the office. They need to do a little bit more informal exchanges and things like that. And these are the ones that they were struggling. And then, of course, there are people they have time, they have space at home or not. So there are multiple. So I think it's important that, you know, to kind of segment the different populations. So we saw that at NextThink. Obviously, the relationship between companies and employees has changed because now you can switch company just, you know, in the same office that you work every day. So I think it's very important to put efforts on employee experience to make sure that people, they have a great experience, not only digitally, but overall with the company. I think right now it's a must to have because that's the only, I would say, experience they have for 8 hours in their homes. So there are many things. Overall at NextThink, I would say we were ready because we have always been a very remote company. So people, they had the choice to work from home or to work from the office. We were very flexible. So we didn't experience all these problems that some companies they had digitally, but I still think the culture has changed because obviously we wanted to make sure that everybody felt the culture of NextThink at home, while some people they were feeling it more at the office. So that's the main thing that happened to us.
Very interesting. Let's open up and take a look at your solutions. But what is included in the category digital employee experience management? What are the different components that make up that kind of solution?
Yeah, there are basically 5 pillars. So the solutions that they are in this category, they should be able to first provide the information for teams to make sure they can define a cost-effective and personalized workplace. So basically, they are able to understand the different personas in an organization and what are the right applications and the right hardware and tools that IT teams should provide to them. Second, they should be able to make the IT teams proactive. So understanding the issues, understanding the problems of employees with their digital services before the users even they notice them. So super important. Third is really about driving adoption. So these tools, they should be able to help IT teams to drive adoption. For instance, let's say they want to migrate from Zoom to Teams or from Teams to Zoom. So how do you drive this adoption across 50,000 users, 100 countries, etc.? So these tools, they should be able to do that. Fourth, of course, is measuring digital employee experience more holistically. So trying to engage with employees to understand where is their perception of the digital services. And fifth, which is sometimes a little bit neglected, is making sure the workplace is compliant and sustainable. So there is a lot of initiatives around green IT, making sure that everything works in the best way according to the internal policies. And that's also something that digital employee experience products, they are very good at doing. So basically these 5 pillars, which is a lot, but these are the 5 characteristics of digital employee experience products.
Thank you for sharing that, Pedro. So has the pandemic impacted your market for this kind of software?
Absolutely, because I would say some customers were visionary enough to understand that the world was heading towards work from home, use of SaaS applications, employee experience. But the ones that didn't realize that before the pandemic, I think now they have all realized that it's really important. And I think it has probably accelerated a trend that we already saw in the market. So yes, definitely yes.
So, you know, it seems like everywhere you turn today, you're seeing the word metaverse, the next generation of the internet, the web 3.0, where immersive 3D experiences are to be had and felt and experienced. Yes. So I got that word in there. So the topic of metaverse, it pops up everywhere. So are there any thoughts on how that might impact your space in the future? I'm thinking about immersive virtual presence kinds of experiences.
Yeah, well, my take on the metaverse is that it's a great kind of a great PR campaign. There is some truth there. Obviously, our lives are more and more virtual. When you look at NextThink and the world of work, I think it's already quite virtual. I don't know if that is part of the metaverse or not, but I already see all the digital, all the experiences between employees and their companies already digitalized more and more. You know, we are having this conversation over internet. Yes. So from that perspective, it's very virtual. I don't know if it's part of the metaverse or not. I don't know if one day we'll do it in virtual reality. But of course, if we do it in virtual reality, still we have to make sure that works well, that everything, you know, we have a great experience. So for the time being, that's not something we are hearing from customers, but obviously we are very open to see how this evolves.
Oh, yeah. I think because it's such a hype word right now, it's obligatory. We have to bring it up. So thanks for sharing it. I absolutely anticipate that if we are really getting into virtual presence, there's going to be a SaaS application behind that. It's going to be in the cloud. There's going to be employees using it. So there will certainly be a big role for NextThink as well. So I want to thank you so much, Pedro, for joining us today from Boston and for sharing your expertise around digital employee experiences. Thank you very much, Pedro.
Thank you, Kevin, for this opportunity.
The Next Big Think, a shout out to the future, presented by TCS Co-Innovation Network, powered by TCS Space.